Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we have a bit of breaking sports news. We can bring Pat Mollicaro in for this because it's Sabres news. We spoke with Kevin Adams about Craig Anderson. And Craig Anderson had until July 13th to decide. He has decided. He's coming back. Craig Anderson, 1 year, $1.5 million with the Sabres.
Pat, by the way, Pat is with us. Hey, Pat, it's Howard and Jeremy. How you doing, man?
Morning, guys. Good to chat with you.
Good. So, Jeremy and I were talking about this yesterday a little bit. In fact, you brought up the scenario where maybe there would be three guys in the mix here, that maybe there's another signing in addition to Anderson, another free agent signing, and then you have your competition, and if UPL isn't up to the job, they want him to play regularly, not sit here and not play, that he goes to Rochester and Anderson and the other guy are your goalies next season. What are your thoughts on what happens?
Yeah, I think, honestly, this is what the hope Sabres had hoped last year would have looked like with UPL potentially, you know, taking over the job and just wasn't ready for it in training camp and then had to go to Rochester but looked really good at certain points in the season last year. So it's a cycle that the Sabres seem to have been stuck in. And look, with a lot of moves Kevin Adams has made the last 2 years, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for sure. It just seems like goaltending has been that position, no matter who's been the GM, who's been signed to be that goalie. It's one spot they just have not been able to get right yet, and this is an important time to get it right with all those other pieces that seem to be in place right now.
Yeah. I think they will chase a goalie. I mean, Kevin Adams flat out told us we're in on every goaltender.
Yeah, making calls on
making calls,
yep.
And you don't say that and have a, hey, Craig, let us know if you want to be back. So I do think that it could be Anderson the backup, and maybe by the time Luukkonen is ready, Anderson gets waived, whatever. He's ready to retire anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, no one's going to claim him off waivers. He can, whatever, he can be around. He can be a body. He can be a, I think they have to add another goalie. And I actually want to have a little bit of faith or belief, Pat, that they will. That they will really hunt for one that can come in and be, I don't know, a reliable guy, whether it's a couple-year contract, free agency, a trade. I have to believe it.
Right, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're absolutely right, and I think you're right. Kevin Adams has earned that trust and earned that that leeway from fans with the moves he's made the last 2 years, and you know, flipping players, popular players, leaders of the team for players that are now going to be part of the future going forward. So yeah, I think that's a fair assessment and a fair guess on your part right now that the Sabres are going to keep adding at goaltending because it's that's so important to that next step.
Well, and again, I guess with UPL, there's two things. One, he's got to prove he can stay healthy. And two, if he is healthy, he's got to prove he can be a number one guy in the NHL, which he has not been able to do yet so far and had a 9-game sample size last season. So if you're the Sabres, I guess this is at the very least hedging your bets. If UPL plays well in the preseason and he's ready to go, great. But if not, then he goes back to Rochester and plays every day.
He's played 13 NHL games.
Yeah, well, I mean, like nine were in that stretch last season.
Right,
and so, it's not a lot.
And he played well last season.
But it's a small sample.
I totally agree. I think you can't put the growth, the momentum, the fans. You've got a good thing going. I think that they will want to keep that going rather than, you know, spend a whole roster's worth of players and all these entry level deals on a let's see what Luukkonen can do kind of year.
And totally.
And I don't know, you wouldn't really want Craig Anderson playing 60 games either. You know, so you've got to have a better plan there. Hey, Pat, we got you on a little bit to talk some baseball. Of course, the big 4th of July event is coming up on Tuesday, Independence Night at the ballpark. So get a little plug for what's going on and all the festivities involved for Tuesday night downtown.
Yeah, it's our 26th annual KeyBank Independence Night celebration. As you mentioned, usually it's on July 3rd, but the way the schedule falls this year, the Bisons, we're in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre right now. We'll play on Sunday afternoon, travel home for Monday, and have the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra like normal, like we've always had on July the 3rd. It'll be on the 4th this year, 6:05 against Syracuse that night. Joshua Vacanti, who took part in The Voice, recently. He'll be up with the BPO and seeing a couple of songs. You can see the set list at Bisons.com right now. And something I'm really excited for, and we just announced it yesterday, 100-year-old Navy veteran Roy Kenyon, who gave up an opportunity to try out for the Bisons in 1942, instead of trying out for the team after a successful high school career, enlisted in the Navy and fought in World War II and had a long, successful career after that, but gave up an opportunity to play for the Bisons and try out for the team 80 years ago. He's going to be signed to a one-day contract, presented a jersey on the field, threw out a first pitch. So a great way to honor a local veteran and hero, and something we just announced yesterday. I'm really looking forward to that.
That is cool. I always like when I mean, there's a lot of stuff I love about the 4th of July, including the fireworks, the BPO, the music. But it's always awesome when the folks in the military are out on the field, they're coming out with the flags, and you recognize the different people in the stands who served in what, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, whatever. That's always a moving, I think it's always a moving experience, and it's a great way to honor those who serve the country. And this is pretty cool, bringing in the gentleman who served in World War II. So well done job there. What else, Pat? What other big happenings at the ballpark after July 4th come promotions?
Yeah, we got a lot of great stuff coming up, including lacrosse night, something, two events we were really looking forward to in 2020 that we obviously couldn't have. Lacrosse night, which we debuted Bandits-themed jerseys and caps, which I think look really sharp. Yep. And in 29th, that'll be on July 22nd. Later on in August, we'll have our second version of Hockey Night, where we still haven't debuted the jersey and the cap for that yet. But, Kyle Oposto has worn the 2019 version of that cap for the last couple of years in every pre- and post-game interview he's done. So it was such a popular night that we wanted to bring that back again this year. So we're looking forward to having a couple of those on the docket, always with the Friday night bash coming up on Fridays. Worcester will come to town later in the year, and we'll have them, we'll have a nice Friday night bash for that, including a camp out night. So, for the next 2 months, just plenty of events for families to come out to, and, Friday night fireworks are always such a summer staple.
And the ball club's good. Ball club's is playing really well, and they're in a hell of a race, right?
Yeah, in first place right now, and have been in first place for the last couple of weeks. And it's a nice mix of young talent. Last time I talked with you guys, we were talking about Gabriel Moreno for the top five prospects in the organization with the Bisons. Now it's three of those with Jordan Groshans, Otto Lopez. But then you have a great story like Casey Lawrence, who's 34 years old, was originally signed as a non-drafted free agent over a decade ago by Toronto. He ends up being the first pitcher in professional baseball this year to win 8 games, goes back to the big leagues at 34 years old, and still is a dominant pitcher. So you've got the youth, you've got the veteran experience, and it's been a really fun mix to see come together.
And the parent club is, they got a little ways to go if they want to try and catch the Yankees, but they're embroiled in a hell of a race of their own with the wild card situation.
Yeah, just finishing up the series last night with the Red Sox, and now they'll welcome in Tampa Bay for 5 games. And with that, with the lockout and the compressed schedule, they'll play a doubleheader on Saturday. So they've got 5 games in 4 days against Tampa Bay. So, Gabriel Moreno called up a couple of weeks ago, has contributed at the big league level. And you've had a lot of call-ups from Buffalo, mainly on the pitching staff side, that have really contributed and helped out this year. Someone like Max Castillo, who's just 23 years old, he pitched 4 or 5 appearances with the Bisons. Now he's in the big league. So it's a lot of folks that are across the border. They've come to know that if you come to a Bisons game, the guys you see today could be in Toronto helping out the team fight for a playoff spot like they did in 15 and 16.
All right, Pat. Thanks for the update, and have yourself a wonderful 4th of July, sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So the 4th of July game that Pat was talking about, again, it is Independence Night. There are still tickets available for the game. They're available at Bisons.com. There are also a limited number of the BPO family packs, the 4 packs available. And if you're looking for that for your family, that's 4 tickets, 4 hot dog and soda vouchers, 25% off the gift shop in the ballpark, $109. It saves you 20%. And you can get additional discounted tickets if you need a larger family pack. Again, limited number of those are available. And yes, there are also individual tickets available for Tuesday night. Again, you can get those at Bisons.com.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.